Hey, hon, what can I get for you? The bartender put down the glass and braced her weight against the counter. Veronica handed her a card. I'm looking into the assault that happened here back in March. I was wondering if you had a moment to answer a few questions. Alyssa's eyes widened. She stared at the card for a moment, then looked up. Shit. You're that private eye who busted the girl who faked her kidnapping, right? My dear stepsister, Veronica thought dryly, Aurora Scott, her mom's new husband's daughter, had used Haley DeWalt's disappearance to stage her own, hoping to reap the reward money. That's me, Veronica said. Do you have a minute? Sure. The woman leaned in toward Veronica. I don't know how useful I'll be. I already told those cops everything I know. Total dicks, if you ask me, she said. They treated me like I was some kind of criminal because I couldn't tell her ID was fake. It's not worth my job to serve 18-year-old kids. If I'd known, I wouldn't have. But, I mean, the license looked fine. And you've seen her, right? She looks like she's older. What 19-year-old carries a fucking Fendi handbag? Chatty, defensive, observant. My new favorite witness. Veronica smiled sympathetically. Yeah, well, they were probably just trying to cover their own asses. That whole investigation's been a royal clusterfuck from the get-go. Alyssa smirked. Typical douche nozzle cops. Hear, hear. Veronica drummed her knuckles on the wooden bar top. So, did the victim come in pretty often? Oh yeah, she was in here a lot. 3-4 times a month. Did you ever see her meeting anyone in the bar? Veronica asked. Did she talk to anyone? A sly smile crossed Alyssa's face. She glanced up the bar at the reader, still immersed in her novel. Then she looked back at Veronica. Nope. Never saw her talking to anyone here. Except the staff. I mean, plenty of guys tried to talk to her, but she made it pretty clear she wasn't interested. She'd just come in, have a few drinks, pay her tab in cash, and leave. She was a good tipper. That's so strange, Veronica said, injecting a note of earnest confusion into her voice. Why would she come in here all the time if she wasn't meeting anyone? Yeah, well, I've got a theory about that. Alyssa leaned in a little. Veronica hid a smile. Chatty, defensive, observant, and a gossip. Jackpot. I mean, I'm guessing you've seen the surveillance tape. You saw what she was wearing, right? Veronica nodded. The girl was flashing some serious labels, and that was totally normal for her. She'd come in here on a weeknight, dolled up like she was going to a movie premiere. Alyssa looked at her significantly. You've heard about her boyfriend? I heard she had one, Veronica said carefully. Yeah, well, my impression, older dude, married. Kind of guy that loves to throw his cash around, she said. Eventually, he gets a little soft around the gut, maybe in the sack, too. But as long as he can buy his girl some diamonds, he feels powerful. Veronica frowned. Did Grace ever talk to you about him? Alyssa shook her head. Nope. She was pretty discreet about personal stuff. Sweet girl, though. If she was in on a slow night, we'd talk sometimes. She's smarter than she looks. What makes you say that? Asked Veronica. I've met more than my fair share of dumb mercenary bitches working here.